It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. William H. Seward was born May 16, 1801 in Florida, New York. He studied law at Union College and was admitted to the New York State Bar in 1821. Seward became an attorney in Auburn, New York, and in 1830 he was elected to the state Senate. 4 years later, he also ran for governor of New York, but lost. In 1836, Seward came to Westfield to serve as an agent for the Holland Land Company. He was successful in easing tensions between the company and local landowners in Chautauqua County. Seward remained in Westfield until 1838, when he returned to Auburn to run once again for governor, which he won and took office in 1839. Following his second term as governor in 1842, Seward resumed his law practice until 1849, when he was elected to the U.S. Senate. There he emerged as a leader of the anti-slavery faction of the Whig Party. In February 1855, he was re-elected to the U.S. Senate and joined the Republican Party following its creation later that same year. He was expected to receive the Republican presidential nomination in 1860, but the nomination instead went to Abraham Lincoln. After winning the election, Lincoln named Seward his Secretary of State, a post he held through the end of Andrew Johnson's presidency. Seward's most famous achievement as Secretary of State was his acquisition of Alaska from Russia in March 1867 at the cost of roughly 2 cents an acre. At the time, it was viewed as a mistake and dubbed Seward's Folly and Seward's Icebox. However, Seward viewed it as his greatest achievement as Secretary of State. On October 10, 1872, Seward died in his office in his home in Auburn, New York. He was 71 years old. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.